This is Russ Davis. Welcome to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. I think every program is special, but this is extra special. This is the 15th anniversary of Jazz America, which began on the 4th of July in 1999. I will forever be grateful to my superiors at Voice of America for choosing me to follow in the footsteps of the great Willis Conover, who produced jazz on Voice of America for 40 years. Well, now I've been doing it for 15 years, trying my best to continue his incredible legacy and to bring the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers to you each and every week. I certainly hope you've enjoyed what I've been able to present to you, and I plan to do it for a long time to come. But now, instead of looking forward, we're going to look back just a little bit here on Jazz America, and I'm going to share with you some of my personal favorite moments, musically, from what's been happening here in jazz in general in the last 15 years. I'm also on this show going to salute the passing of one of the greats of jazz history, the great grandpop of hard bop, pianist and composer and award winner, NEA jazz master Horace Silver, who died just a couple of weeks ago on Wednesday, the 18th of June. He left an incredible musical legacy, and I had a chance to speak with him, interestingly enough, in September of 1999, 15 years ago, just after Jazz America had begun here on VOA Music Mix. So listen for the thoughts of Horace Silver, one of the finest, most positive and talented and wonderful, sweet human beings I ever had a chance to talk to. We'll hear his great music, and we'll also hear his wonderful thoughts at that time in his career. But to begin things, I want to play for you the song that's become the theme song of Jazz America. You know, Willis Conover chose Take the A-Train, that wonderful Duke Ellington jazz anthem, as his theme song. Well, I've chosen the jazz fusion anthem written by Joe Zawinul and performed by Weather Report from the album Heavy Weather, Birdland. And here it is to begin this 15th anniversary edition of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Senor Blues is what they call him. Way down Mexicali way, senoritas falling for him, with the hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Well, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. Yes, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. I don't know why. I'm a wandering guy, with no one gal to lay my head by. Ooh, I'm so tired and lonely and blue, 'cause the one gal I love won't be true. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you. Call him way down Mexicali way. Senoritas falling for him, with the hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Well, he's tall and good-looking, and he always knows just what to say. Yes, he's tall and good-looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. I don't know why. I'm a wandering guy, with no one gal to lay my head by. Ooh, tired and lonely and blue. Cause the one gal I love won't be true. Got the blues and it's all cause of you. Got the blues and it's all cause of you.
Just one of the wonderful songs written by one of the most prolific writers in all of jazz history, Horace Silver, who passed away just a couple of weeks ago at the age of 85. Senior Blues, from a second release of his album Six Pieces of Silver. Originally, it was only six songs on the album, but later on, re-released with extra songs, including a vocal version of his classic composition, Senior Blues, vocals by Bill Henderson and Donald Byrd on the trumpet, joining pianist Horace Silver. Well, he joined me in September of 1999, just after the release of his album that had just come out at that time in history, Jazz Has a Sense of Humor. Horace Silver, one of the most wonderful people I think I ever had a chance to talk to. I want to share some of that conversation with you now here on VOA's Jazz America. Horace, in just 15 minutes or so, how in the world can I start a conversation with you? I'll start it this way. Congratulations on the release of another wonderful work filled with your compositions. You are the most prolific composer. No one has been more prolific as a composer in the history of jazz than you to this day, from the very beginning of your career, writing this incredible body of work. Has it always been easy for you to compose? It seems like it has. It has to have been easy.
Well, primarily, yeah. There are times, there has been, and there still are times when I feel that I've run out of ideas, you know. But all of a sudden, it starts up again. You know, it's like a fire that's burning, and it's kindled for a while, you know. And you say, well, Jesus, I can't get no good ideas. You know, I can't get started here. And then all of a sudden, something fans the flame, and it starts to flame up again, and you get all kinds of ideas, you know.
Well, these young players that are looking up to you, they're going to be upset to hear that, because they just feel like, I'm sure, that this guy is a fountain. It never stops for him.
Well, when it flows, it flows. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm writing 5 and 6 tunes in a week or something, or in a couple of weeks, you know, I'm doing a lot. And then I get a dry spell, you know, and nothing happens, you know, and then something else happens. But a lot of my music that I get comes through my dreams. I feel it's given to me, you know. Some of the music I get that I write, I sit down at the piano and I ponder over the piano and try to look up on something, and sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But a lot of it, I would say 80% of it, comes through dreams. I wake up in the morning with melodies in my head. I don't tend to think of the amount of tunes that I've written until, well, I just thought recently about it, because Blue Note is putting out a 4-CD package set called the Horace Silver Retrospective, I think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't have it yet. I'm in New York now, and I'm trying to get a copy of it, but it just came out about a week ago.
I have a feeling
you
don't
have a copy of it yet. But anyway, the Horace Silver Retrospective, right?
Yes.
And they're celebrating their 60th year at Blue Note. And when I, you know, looked at the body of tunes on those 4 CDs, and I said to myself, damn, that's a lot of music there. And I said, but that's only a portion. That's only a small portion of what I've written through the years, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I had to stop and realize, well, wow, you've written quite a bit of music there, Mr. Silver.
Thank you.
another of Horace Silver's great compositions, Opus de Funk, from 1953 with Percy Heath on bass and Art Blakey on the drums. Here's another of the great pianists of jazz history who just turned 84 on the 2nd of July, paying homage to his fellow pianist Horace Silver. It's a Majumal from his Grammy Award-winning album from a couple of years ago, Saturday Morning, the song Silver, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Horace Silver, as we continue our conversation with him and remember this great master of jazz who just passed away, and more of our celebration of the 15th anniversary of Jazz America. This weekend marks the 15th anniversary of when we first began this program, and I'm just about to give you an idea of the music that was most popular at that point in history. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I received not long ago from a Jazz America listener who's been with us almost since the very beginning. I think the first message I received from this gentleman, Raymond Odaro from Nairobi, Kenya, was about 2009. So that's quite a long time ago. Jazz America had been around already at that point for 10 years, and now for 15. And Raymond wrote me a very simple message saying, "Hi, Russ, I do listen to your program every Sunday. Send me anything about the jazz scene over there to my address in Nairobi, Kenya. Regards, Raymond Odaro." Well, Raymond, thank you very much. And I'm going to send you two songs back-to-back that give everyone an idea of the most popular jazz that was out there in the year 1999, 15 years ago when Jazz America began. How about a release that won the Grammy Award for the Best Vocal Album of the Year, and it won over some really stiff competition? You're going to hear Diana Krall from her album When I Look in Your Eyes. But first, here's the title cut from the Grammy Award-winning work from a host of all-stars. Gary Burton invited Chick Corea, Pat Metheny, Roy Haynes, and Dave Holland to come together to create this. Here's the title cut from the Grammy Award-winning work from 1999, Like Minds. Thank you.
happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care, no cares or woes. Whatever comes later goes. That's how I'll take and I'll give. Devil may care. But when the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let him come tomorrow or may. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die. Devil may care. That's how I'll take and I'll give. Devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let come tomorrow or may. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help if you cry. That's how I'll live and I'll die. Devil may care, devil may care. Should it, devil may care, devil may care.
This is Benny Green, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
of the great young masters of modern jazz piano, Benny Green, with his two fellow masters of jazz today, Russell Malone on guitar and Christian McBride on the bass, from Benny Green's album These Are Soulful Days, his version of Horace Silver's classic Virgo, here on VOA's Jazz America. I remember being backstage after Benny Green had just performed at the Detroit Jazz Festival and saying to him, if Horace Silver is the hard bop grandpop, then you are the hard bop grandson. And it thrilled him because he loved Horace Silver so very much, as all of us did. Well, Horace Silver loved Benny Green too, and here's some thoughts from him in that conversation I enjoyed with him the year that Jazz America began in 1999, as he speaks about Benny Green and about his album that had just been released in 1999, Jazz Has a Sense of Humor.
I just spent an hour and a half with a wonderful young piano player who had just such love that he was pouring out as he spoke about you, Benny Green. And I think he's indicative of a lot of the young players in the world today, that they pay homage to you by giving the world their version of your music. You touched them in such a deep way. He cut your song Virgo in his new record when he chose some of the best pieces, his personal favorite pieces from the Blue Note repertoire. How does that make you feel?
Damn good, I tell you. Yeah, Benny's a beautiful cat and a wonderful pianist too, and a beautiful guy, beautiful person. Yeah, that makes me feel very good that he appreciates what we've done.
Well, Mr. Silver, I want to tell you this, that I think you have the right attitude in this point in jazz history with the title of this work, Jazz Has a Sense of Humor. I know it comes from Fats Waller, and he was a man who had an incredible sense of humor, but there's to me, there's a very, very serious side of music in general, be it jazz, classical, rock, pop, hip-hop, whatever it may be, and there's a lighthearted side, too. And your music has always served to lift people up. Not always. Much of your music has served to lift their spirits. Has that been your intent? I mean, certainly it seems to be your intent with this. This is lighthearted work.
Oh, yes, it definitely is my intent. But, you know, in my personal opinion, God has given the arts to humanity to lift them up, to take away their troubles and relieve their stress and bring them entertainment and enjoyment. You know, all the arts, painting, people who are authors of books and plays and movie scripts and comedians and musicians, composers, actresses and actors, all of the arts are given by God to bless and uplift mankind, you know. Mm. But my personal opinion is, of all the arts, I think music is the number one art that really blesses mankind and lifts up mankind. I would pick comedy second, you know, for my personal choice. No, somebody else might pick two other different, two first ones, you know. But I would say music first, and quite naturally jazz music, because I'm a jazz player. But anyway, in getting this album together, you know, I thought about it. I said, well, you know, music really relieves stress in people. You know, it entertains them, and they want to dance and sing to it, and it makes them feel good, you know. But comedy also does that. So why not combine the two, and you got a double dose of goodness there, you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
released in 1999, the year that Jazz America began here on VOA Music Mix. That is Horace Silver from his album Jazz Has a Sense of Humor, the man who is quoted as saying he wanted to bring happiness and joy to people, certainly did lots of that with songs like the song you just heard, I Love Annie's Fanny. Now, as we go back in time to 1999 when Jazz America began, here's another of the award-winning songs of that year. Here is Wayne Shorter from his album Heroes with a song entitled In Walked Wayne on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Yeah. Wayne Shorter's award-winning work from 1999, the year that Jazz America was born. More of our 15th anniversary celebration and more of Horace Silver coming up next hour.